You can learn to appreciate me.
Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Four more people have been rescued from the rubble days after the April 25th earthquake in Nepal. Officials say hopes of finding more survivors are fading fast, with a death toll above 7,200. Over the weekend, vigils were held for quake victims. Neela Shrestha of Kathmandu was there.
We are praying for those who passed away in the earthquake and wanted to light candles to commemorate those who were...
And that is thousands missing still there. Nigeria military rescue operation ended Monday, months of captivity for hundreds of women and children who had been kidnapped by Boko Haram. The National Emergency Management Agency's Charles Odigbada said Sunday the group of 275 rescued last week in northeastern Nigeria have arrived at a refugee camp where they will be receiving medical care and trauma counseling.
We are still in the process of sorting them out, but we can tell you that majority of them are children. But they are all women and children. But the majority are children.
Officials say they are trying to determine where the women and children are from, saying they do not appear to be from the group of 200 schoolgirls kidnapped last year in Chibok. 10 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean near the coast of Libya, that in the last few days, but at least 4,800 were rescued as people smugglers took advantage of calm seas to attempt the often perilous crossing to Europe, all of them rescued going into Italian ports. Europe is struggling to deal with a flood of people trying to reach its shores. Hundreds of migrants, mostly from Africa and Syria, have left their homeland seeking safety in Europe. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber in Afghanistan's capital has attacked a bus carrying staff members from the Attorney General's office. Officials say one person was killed, at least 13 others were wounded in that blast in Kabul earlier today. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. Meantime, Afghan and Taliban officials are meeting in Qatar in an unofficial dialogue about how to end their war. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The meeting in the Gulf state is happening amid a rise in Taliban attacks in Afghanistan as part of the insurgents' annual so-called spring offensive. Afghan officials say days of deadly clashes between government forces and the Taliban have displaced thousands of civilians in the northern Kunduz province. Representatives of the Taliban-led warring factions, government peace negotiators and Afghan peace activists are among the delegates attending the two-day open discussions in Qatar's capital, Doha. Neighboring Pakistan is also reportedly represented in the meeting, but officials in Islamabad refuse to confirm it, though they say they are anxiously awaiting the outcome of the talks. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Eric Chu, the visiting head of Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party, to discuss the continuing development of cross-Taiwan Strait relations. China and Taiwan split during a civil war in 1949. Beijing regards the island as a rogue province and has threatened force if necessary to bring it back into the fold. The mayor of the U.S. city of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, has ended the citywide overnight curfew as protesters held another rally late Sunday against police violence. Baltimore was in turmoil last week after the funeral of Freddie Gray, the African-American who died last month while in police custody. Billy Murphy is an attorney for the Gray family.
Baltimore had one night of violence, and after that it was scattered showers, one thunderstorm and scattered showers. The Grays did not want the violence. Freddie's family did not want the violence. And they don't want him to be remembered that way.
Baltimore State's Attorney's Office has charged six police officers involved in Gray's arrest with crimes ranging from manslaughter to murder. Prosecutors say Gray was arrested for no reason and that the officers ignored his pleas for medical help. The police union says it will challenge the charges. Police in the U.S. state of Texas killed two men who said they began shooting at a school security officer late Sunday outside the site of a contest for cartoons depicting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Many Muslims say the depictions of the prophet are insult to Islam. The issue has sparked tensions with those who see the drawings as an issue of free speech.
That's the latest world news from VOA.